Welcome to Scream Therapy. I'm your host, Jason Schurz. In October of 2018, I found myself in the hospital, sitting across from a psychiatrist who was telling me I had bipolar. I was sent home with a bunch of medication and laid on the couch for a week. I had my iTunes library on shuffle, trying to shake the hornet's nest from my head. Ever since I was a kid, I've been using loud music as a form of therapy. Punk rock and mental health have always been connected. This podcast looks at that connection through the lens of different guests. This is Scream Therapy. Tommy Meehan spends a lot of time behind sweaty masks. The lead singer of weirdo grind band Squid Pisser and the new guitarist for Gwar has used these masks to explore different aspects of himself. Tommy believes it's important to exercise inner parts to grow and learn. Screaming and thrashing on a guitar are liberating acts, and being purely creative is inspiring. It's what hooked Tommy on punk when he was young. His masked Bizarro in Squid Pisser and his over-the-top Grotius alien in Gwar aren't for everybody, but those who get it really get it. Absolute expression.
Hey, what's up? This is Tommy Meehan. I play in a few different bands. One of them is Squid Pisser, co-founding member of the Church of Cancer Christ. And I also play lead guitar in Gwar. And I've played in bands over the years, tons of different projects with a ton of different people. I guess ever since I was 13 or so. I also run a record label called Sweatband Records. That's kind of the extent of all the things that I'm constantly up to these days. Yeah, just kind of thinking about how all that stuff plays into my own mental health and all of the varying degrees of people's personalities and all these different things that all kind of come into play when you're collaborating with so many different people and everything, and what that does to your own state of mind. Constantly juggling all these relationships and interactions all the time. It is all consuming, because art is something that I do because I care about so much, so deeply. And it's something that, like, I feel lucky that I get to do all the time, especially coming from, like, working in food industry and all these other things where, like, I was just places I didn't want to be for hours and hours, and how detrimental that is to your mental health versus what my day-to-day is now, which is just working on music and art and stuff all the time. And so I'd say, like, kind of over the years, my mental health is, like, greatly improved and forged together and with wisdom and experience and all these things. It's like I'm becoming more and more of a solid head on my own shoulders. It's all definitely been a journey. Again, like I said, like, dealing with different people all the time. I think I keep kind of coming back to that. I think that's the hardest part of doing any kind of collaborative thing. And one of the best and most rewarding parts too, but dealing with people and their different personalities. And I think the world's issues are all communication based, or lack of communication. And if everyone can just feel where we're all coming from, you know, where each other are coming from, we'd have a lot less problems. And so I experience on a micro level constantly.
I saw Squid Pisser, and I've seen bands before where people are in costumes and they're running around. And in fact, I was in a project myself where I was just doing things that maybe I would never do in my everyday life, climbing on things and screaming at people's faces. And that really struck me because I met you after the show and I was like, well, obviously normal dude, right? I think the ones that scream the loudest are the most normal in some ways. But what about that element of getting behind that mask and just losing control? And what are you thinking behind there? Are you disassociated? To me, it seemed like you weren't preconceiving, oh, now I'm going to jump on this or hang upside down on this.
Yeah, that's something that I've always really had looked forward to, was one day specifically doing some type of mask band. And I had done bands previously where, you know, I wasn't physically wearing a mask, but I'm putting on a different type of outfit. I'm spraying goo all over my body before we get on stage. And there's a transformation that takes place. And I like to have that begin well before we go on stage, because you do need to get into this different mindset.
I remember having that ritual of dressing up. It wasn't like I was preparing to do a show. It was more like my whole kind of being was transforming and I was becoming this different, I want to say animal, but some sort of a different persona, I guess.
Right.
And then you get out there and it's like, okay, so now bring out a different part of myself because I can, because it's punk rock and people are accepting of that and I can be whoever I want to be. And my impression is that you were out there just to get it out. There is a show, obviously, but for you, what's the main goal? Is it to express and to release, or is it more to perform?
I don't know. It's different for each band. I get similar things out of each one, but like there are nuances to like what I do as Snake Boss from Cancer Christ, who doesn't really have a voice at all. I just have my guitar. The snakes don't really talk. But I have my pedal board in front of me and I'm making all these crazy sounds with that. It's Sunday, and you know what that means. It's time to get down on your knees and pray. Cancer Christ is very antagonistic, but there's also like a lot of love right beneath that veil of venom and everything. And so it's a complicated, you know, we're flipping people off, but we're also like spitting on each other. I don't know. There's just all kinds of stuff going on and you get different things out of each project. With Squid Pisser, I have a microphone. And that's a whole different thing. And I never really just had a microphone before. So I'm still kind of, I feel like an infant with Squid Pisser more so. I've been playing guitar forever. That feels natural. I know what to do with my body. I know how to express myself, how to perform, how to climb up stuff with a guitar. And then with Squid Pisser, it's like I have all these free limbs to do whatever and a mouthpiece. What am I doing? What's the character? I'm still developing it. But I don't really think too much about it. And that's a deliberate choice. Just get up there and see what happens and shed all of these preconceived notions of who I am and just see what comes out. Maybe that's the bass version of Tommy, is like this Squid Pisser vocalist. I think that's kind of been the goal with this, where I've been like, I'm not going to worry about any other influences. I'm just going to develop one naturally from the ground up. And it's been interesting to experience that. And then with Gwar, I've been a huge fan of Gwar since I was early teens. I kind of know what a Gwar member should do and should be. And it's like all decadence and self-indulgence and just like disregard for anyone else's feelings. And like, it's a specific thing that had been set up before me, but I'm bringing my own spin on it and kind of injecting a lot of my own like personal isms and things like that into the Grotius character, which is super fun. And like, I never went to did drama class or anything like that ever. Like, and I was always like, pretty shy, not shy necessarily, but just introverted for sure. So having this Grotius part of my personality come out has been really fun. I've been really getting into that, like where I'm spouting off and I'm cocky and all this stuff. And it's like the opposite of how I usually am. So I guess to answer your question or to comment on all of those types of things, I feel like, yeah, like you said, you wouldn't normally be jumping in people's space and like screaming in their faces. But you get to with this, and I feel like it's important to like exercise these parts of ourselves. And I think that's kind of the typical thing with the Catholic Church. These priests are completely repressed sexually. And so what happens? It comes out in the worst way possible. And I bet a lot of Republicans are ultra gay, but something's going on psychologically where they're ashamed. And then so they have to take it out on other people, and just turns into this toxic, harmful thing. So, yeah, I think it's healthy.
It's interesting, too, because Guar, obviously satire, assuming a character that is very disgusting and irrehensible and creating a character that's just the biggest, awfulest alien that's going to beat people and chop their heads off. So that's the one side. But then the other stuff that you do seems to be more a representation of how you want to show yourself and show your emotions and your fears and your anger and your struggles. To me, there's sort of the two sides of the coin.
Yeah. Squid Pisser is a lot more vulnerable, I would say. And then with the other stuff, I'm either silenced vocally or I have this completely different false persona. They're all fun to explore. And I urge anyone who has any kind of feeling to just try that, or like go take a drama class or something, because that's kind of what I'm learning is like, oh, this is, I never thought I would like this. Or even having a microphone, I never wanted to be a vocalist necessarily. So, and I've been growing a lot from it and learning a lot.
Have you been able to track your mental health against what bands you're in, what you're doing? If there's been times, I know you've been super busy with bands since you were quite young, but if there was times when bands weren't happening, have you tracked how that affects your mental health?
I mean, not on paper or anything, but absolutely. All I ever wanted to do was make music since I was really, really young. And, you know, I had some luck in my teen years playing with a few bands, like in high school and in and around the Bay Area. And I was feeling really good because I was making progress on that stuff. And then I moved to LA and it was kind of like start from the beginning. This is when I was 20 years old. And like, I could not find like-minded people for like 6 years. So that's when I was the most anxious and depressed and just like hopeless feeling of my entire life. Was like, I came down here to do this. I've sacrificed all this stuff. Like, I'm working 60 hours a week. And my only goal is to find people to start a band with and trying to figure out some way to do it. And yeah, those were the worst years of my life. Then I found a group of guys, this band, The Manx. Solid dudes, sweethearts who are empathetic and really easy to work with. And everything changed from no hope to, okay, cool, I'm in a solid community of great dudes. Then I wasn't fulfilled in a lot of ways with that project. And that became very frustrating. And when many years go by, I'm finding myself completely frustrated again, hitting my head against a wall. What do I do? Well, when you're feeling that way, something needs to change. And so it was really hard to rip that Band-Aid off, but I quit that band. And then I decided to like follow my heart fully and just no compromises with Squid Pisser. And that's what Squid Pisser is just like, I'm doing this. People can do it with me, or I'll figure out a way to do it by myself. That led to the next band that I'm in concurrently and Guar now. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm doing all this stuff. That's great. But now my plate is completely overflowing with, I'm being pulled in all these different directions. So now there's a new problem. I wake up and I'm doing stuff constantly. I'm behind on everything. And there's too much stacked up until I go to bed at 3 a.m. and I'm hitting send on emails I was supposed to do all day and finally getting around to. And I'm editing stuff and I'm demoing things and coordinating with these booking people and this tour manager and all this stuff. It's tough to then change your hats for all these different things that you have to do and all these different roles you have to play. I get to express myself in all these different ways, but with the fun stuff for half an hour, an hour on stage or whatever, and being able to create all that stuff, it's like, geez, well, then I have to wear three different administrative hats for each project as well and be responsible for making sure that Tommy or Grotius or whoever gets up on stage and is prepared. I'm like, I know all these Guar songs that I'm left to learn 15 new songs in 2 weeks right now. And it's great. These are amazing problems to have. So I pull back and I have some perspective on it. So my biggest problem used to be that I couldn't find band members, or I had to work two jobs my entire early 20s. And like, I wasn't making any progress and everything just felt hopeless. So then I constantly pull back and I look at where I'm at now and where I've come from. And I look down the mountain that I'm still like working my way up.
In all that busyness, what do you do to take care of yourself, and how do you see where that tipping point might be?
Yeah, so that's something I'm honestly afraid of at times. I know because I've always been able to succeed and pull through and hold myself accountable. And if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And that's for a lot of different reasons that I like keep myself to those standards. Some of it's other people, sure. If I say I'm going to do something, I don't want to block anybody. I'm trying to move on to the next thing. I'm trying to get stuff off my plate so I can do the fun stuff or the creative stuff, because there's a lot that isn't particularly like fun or creative doing this stuff. So I try and do yoga, and that's like one thing. Or over the years, I've like gotten really into surfing or rock climbing or some kind of physical thing that like allows me to be a human being or more of a primate, which we all need to do too. And but that's often the first thing that falls by the wayside, because it's like, well, there's a deadline and this person needs this thing and it's due tomorrow.
Does the state that you're in or the stress that you're feeling at a certain time on a certain day, that must come out in Squid Pister playing the show? I mean, some shows would be more volatile than others, depending on how you're feeling. Is there a correlation there between how you're feeling and what actually comes out?
The performance versus like how I was feeling all day and everything. All of that stuff goes away when a half an hour or an hour before you get on stage. Okay, now I'm Grotius, and Grotius only exists in these times. I'm just kind of wiped clean and I'm existing as that character and not as Tommy and vice versa to a degree. So because of that, I'm not necessarily taking out my Tommy frustrations when I'm Grotius, but I'm sure that plays into it, like how I'm feeling. But in general, I'm pretty like even tempered and well adjusted. So like I have like healthy ways to kind of let things loose. And maybe doing all this band stuff is that healthy way in letting stuff loose. I'm not punching walls or anything like that, or like yelling at anybody or anything. So maybe it's because I do this band stuff and I get it out that way.
There's a line between pure expression, no boundaries, versus self-harm. I know that when I was doing the persona-related stuff, I got right into sort of self-harm stuff. I mean, that wasn't overtly extreme for the audience, but more like myself. How do you make sure that you're not getting into that territory? A couple of things that I saw at the Squid Pisser show were like, okay, I wonder if he's hurting himself there. But at the same time, how do you draw that line?
Yeah, you just feel out what you think and feel is appropriate at the time, whatever the circumstances are. Like, I think Cancer Christ is a great example. If we're in a South Dakota or someplace we've never been to before, and so there aren't that many people there, but there are some kids who like came out and they're really stoked to see Cancer Christ. We want to go out of our way to like make it even more of a reason to go insane if there's only 10 kids there versus what we've been used to playing more recently with a ton of kids. We need to like make this memorable. It's not even a thing we say. Stuff gets broken, like bruises and cuts, and like we're just going so hard, and like that's the appropriate thing to do because we want to give people a good, fun, wild experience. You have a filter as you're doing these things and some kind of like compass that will tell you, should I smash whatever this piece of the venue is? Can we pay for it after? Like, what are we weighing and outweighing here with these outrageous things that we're doing as people are coming to expect too? Like, this band is known for this thing. It's not like fulfilling anyone's expectations. It's just instinctively what ends up happening when we get together, and that band particularly.
It's also the authenticity of it. I know that a lot of people comment about bands afterwards and that was so wild or whatever, but at the same time, they're saying they were doing what they wanted to do. And there's that liberating feeling of seeing someone on stage doing whatever and then feeling like I can also do whatever I want to do.
And that's when you get hooked on stuff, right? You're like an early teen or whatever, and you're seeing people up there completely liberated, doing whatever they want to. And you're like, but you've never experienced that. You live with your parents a lot of the time.
Do you remember having that feeling for yourself?
Oh, yeah, totally. That's what hooked me when I was so young. I was like, that's what I want to do. I think it was Green Day, which, at that time for me, I'm like, well, these guys have blue hair. I wanted to do that, and I wanted to like express myself with a snotty attitude and like loud music. And then that's the opening of the rabbit hole that you go down. And then you end up listening to whatever, and you get there from Green Day.
Yeah, the locust.
Yeah, it keeps going, and then people are pushing it further and further, and so, yeah.
What is the character in Squid Pisser? You mentioned a little bit about developing a character, and again, I think it's the most authentic thing that I've seen you do, but who is that person? I think you hinted at the fact that it was almost like your inner child to begin with, but who is that character? What part of it is you? What part of you is it?
Thanks for asking that and making me think about that. So I wrote all the lyrics for all the Squid Pisser stuff. They all came from a very just like subconscious flowy space where I'm just like pouring stuff out, not necessarily knowing what it means, but then like looking at it after and being like, whoa, that's totally this thing that I experienced, or that's how I feel about this issue. It was all very subconscious and just free flowing. And there wasn't any kind of deliberate thing I set out to do other than just to be authentic, I think. So I'm still discovering what that is and excited to explore more on the next whatever it is that we do. In the meantime, yeah, we have some tours coming up, and getting to explore that person in a live setting has been very eye-opening. So I'm not really sure. I'm just excited to see who that person is.
Do you ever scare yourself behind a mask and thinking this is going too far, or maybe like what's going to happen here? Or do you feel like it's always under control?
Yeah, there might be certain windows, little bursts of like, it's usually with Cancer Christ, because I think we get all of us together. We like to push each other to do wild things and just kind of like, it's entertaining to us. And all of our personalities, we're just like firecrackers in a fish tank or something, where we're just like exploding everything around us and we're like feeding into each other.
Do you think about it as being a form of therapy that you're getting therapeutic value out of playing in all these bands, screaming, thrashing around?
Yeah, 100%. If you don't express these primal parts of yourself, then it's going to come out in negative and harmful ways, potentially. And I think it does a lot of times. And I think a lot of people in America, a lot of people in general, are too afraid to embrace their inner freaks and, let things out in a positive, healthy way.
That was my conversation with Tommy Meehan of Squid Pisser, squidpisser.bandcamp.com. For more episodes of Screen Therapy, go to screentherapyhq.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Big news, the Screen Therapy book is available now. Screen Therapy, A Punk Journey Through Mental Health, tells my story and the stories of others who use punk as a catalyst for mental health. Like this podcast, it links the community-minded punk scene with the mental wellness of the punks who belong to it. To order the book, go to screentherapyhq.com. For merch, check out the newly opened store at screentherapyhq.com/store. And for even more designs, check out Scream Therapy on TeePublic. Okay, enough promoting. It's time for some thanking. Thank you for listening to Scream Therapy. Doing this podcast and talking to folks about punk rock and mental health has been a crucial part of my own mental stability, and it means so much to me that you're out there listening. Screen Therapy is created in the Cathet region of coastal British Columbia, Canada, on the traditional territory of the Klahaman Nation. Contact me at screentherapyhq.com or email me at screentherapypodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about punk rock and mental health. Until next time, take care and be well.